Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
He would appear in the dark.
Hunting, literally hunting.
He was a killer.
World of Secrets, Season 3, The Apartheid Killer. Listen now, wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Next bout, Pulkit Haryana, Red Kashum versus Ronak from UP, Blue Kashum.
A sea of red and blue costumes here in Delhi at India's biggest indoor stadium. Young wrestlers, girls and boys, the best that India has, have come from all over the country for trials that will select the India team that goes for the Asian Championship. But if this is a window into wrestling in India, then it still feels like a boys' world. They are double the number of girls here. They get two mats for their bouts instead of one for girls. So the girls know, being here counts. And every good punch they land takes them closer to crushing all the barriers that have been imposed on them because of their gender. And a win promises them an identity and respect. Like 17-year-old Rona.
She's got sweaty palms, as is expected, but is very calm on the outside. Rona, kaisa lag raha hai? I'm asking her how she's feeling.
I'm feeling good. I feel I will get a gold.
Abhi tense nahi hai na?
I'm not tense. Right now, I just want to focus on getting gold.
Go for it!
In 2016, when Sakshi Malik became the first Indian woman wrestler to win an Olympic medal, she was celebrated here as a national hero. And it opened a new world of possibilities for girls. But last year, she dramatically quit the sport. It broke many hearts, including Ronak's, and brought competitive wrestling to a halt. Wrestling is more than a sport for girls. It can be the window to a better life. Respect within the family and community, guaranteed government jobs for sports champions, and an independent, exciting life. So what happened? What does this tell us about Indian society and the place of girls in it? And how did the women get back on the mat and some even qualify for the Paris Olympics? I'm Divya Arya, and this is the documentary from the BBC World Service.
Heartbreak today, and I think the coach is not very happy. She's lost and is getting a bit of feedback, let's say, from the coach.
A loss today means going back to the mat and working even harder. Ronak trains at the Yudhvir Wrestling Academy just north of Delhi in Sonipat in Haryana. One of the few girls-only academies that sprung up after Sakshi Malik, who also hails from Haryana, got Olympic glory. The day starts early at these academies, 4:30 a.m. in summer.
You can hear the birds chirping, the sun is just coming up. We're in the middle of this big open field, with buffaloes grazing on the side. One woman is actually washing a buffalo right now. And in this very quiet atmosphere, what I can see is these girls doing their initial warm-up exercises very quietly, in a very disciplined way. All 51 of them stretching, pulling, and now walking in one file to the next activity of the day.
The training is tough and stretches on for hours.
It's overwhelming to see what these girls are doing. They've done like hundreds of squats. I've lost count by now. And some of these girls are as young as 12 years old, others a bit older. But it's a real test of endurance and determination. And the thuds you hear behind me, that's some of these girls lifting giant truck tires that weigh 50 to 70 kilos. You heard that right. 50 to 70 kilos. Lifting, throwing, lifting again, throwing again.
Ronak, who I met at the Asian Games trials, is tasked with lifting the truck tires. She's barely 5 feet tall, but has a strong, muscular body. Ronak is one of the best at the academy, having won multiple medals at the national games. And she wouldn't have been here but for a Bollywood movie and a sibling spat.
पापा ने मतलब दंगल मूवी देखी थी ना उससे और एक बार मैंने अपने भाई को बहुत मारा था लड़ाई
My father had seen the film Dangal, so he came up with the thought of sending me to wrestling. Also, one day I had a fight with my brother. I beat him up badly. He's 5 to 6 years older than me. Our fight was about the TV remote. He was not letting me watch TV. He slapped me first. Then I beat him hard. My father was not at home at that time. And when he got to know, he said, Well, that's perfectly fine. You did so well. He always favors me. The way those girls fought in the film encouraged me. I was motivated to see the girls of our country working so hard. I thought we can also win medals for our nation the way they are winning. But my father was much more impressed than me. He loved the game after watching the movie.
The Bollywood movie Dangal, Hindi word for bout, was a big hit, grossing millions when it came out in 2016. It is a real-life story of a father from Haryana, just like Ronak's, who challenges gender stereotypes and trains his 4 daughters in wrestling at a time when it was unheard of for girls to play the sport. The state of Haryana wasn't really known for valuing its daughters back then. Quite the opposite, it was infamous for killing baby girls even before they were born. Widespread son preference drove parents to collude with doctors for illegal abortions after they found out the sex of the fetus, resulting in only 834 girls born to every 1,000 boys.
Go, go.
Dangal showed girls were not just a burden to be married off and sent to their in-laws' homes, as has been traditionally done, and that if they got the right education, skills and training, they could be financially independent and achieve as much, if not more, than boys.
Go.
It inspired girls like Ronak and also their fathers, who decided their daughters could break the mold and dream big.
Olympic ka hi hai.
My only dream is to play in the Olympics. I will practice properly so that I get selected in the 2028 Olympics.
But Ronak knows how fragile her dream is.
My father says if I don't win medals, I will have to go back home and quit wrestling.
There is a hint of sadness in Ronak's eyes.
If I lose a bout, he blames me and says I don't practice properly. But who will tell them how much our coach makes us practice? Still, sometimes we don't win medals.
It's like a sword hanging. There is no scope for errors. So what keeps Ronak going?
Sakshi Malik. She is my idol. I admire her technique. I like the way she fights.
Sakshi Malik, the first Indian women wrestler to win an Olympic medal, is the pivot around which Indian women's wrestling story revolves. From her 2016 win to her hanging up her boots in this dramatic press conference to protest the sexual harassment of women wrestlers last year. I'll meet the champion herself a little later. But before that, we need to learn more about the girls who idolize her, like 20-year-old Tanu Malik.
I was inspired to take up wrestling when I saw a picture of Sakshi Malik in the newspapers. At that time, I used to work at home and in the fields. After seeing her, I felt that I can also play this sport. I thought I would make a name for myself. People will recognize me and all will get to know what girls can do. People will get to know about my village and my village will become famous because of me. That's why I started playing this sport.
But Tanu's family had limited resources, and when she got injured, they couldn't afford the treatment. Tanu left competitive wrestling and now assists the coaches at the academy here.
After my knee injury, I could not get good treatment as the financial situation of our family was bad. I was not treated immediately. It took 2 years for me to get the treatment. Even after that, one needs post-operative care, which I did not get. So that's why I had to leave wrestling. I'm the eldest sister in a family. I have to do household work as well. My siblings are younger than me. My brother is the youngest in the family, so I have more responsibilities on my shoulders.
So Ronak is taking me to their living quarters. Yahan par hai Ronak? Haan? Chalo andar chalo. Wow. So dormitory jaisa hai. It's like a dormitory. Their beds stacked one next to each other. Everybody is having some downtime. I can hear some music playing.
It's not an easy life, but what keeps them going is an eye on the ultimate prize. All of them want to win an Olympic medal, but none have made it this year. Each win is precious, a stepping stone that keeps fragile Olympic hopes alive. Shiksha here proudly tells me about her famous gold medal win at the Asian Championships last year.
It's a moment of pride for us, and every child who comes into this sport only dreams of wearing a t-shirt of India, to wear the singlet of India, and they are also looking forward to that kit, because once they wear that t-shirt, they are actually representing their country, and that's the kind of aim these kids have.
But last year wasn't an easy one.
Also today, Indian female wrestlers, they are protesting in extreme heat in Delhi following allegations of sexual abuse and harassment of their teammates. Now, the allegations have been denied by the wrestlers.
Women wrestlers, including Sakshi Malik, camped on the roads in the country's capital, Delhi, accusing the chief of the Wrestling Federation of India, Brijbhushan Sharan Singh, of sexually harassing women wrestlers. Brijbhushan has repeatedly denied all allegations, including to the BBC. I tracked those protests for months.
This incredible heat that you talk about.
It's actually pretty sad, Nula, if you were to visit where they are. There is a lot of police barricading. It's hard for even the media to access them easily. The access is quite controlled by the police in the name of maintaining law and order. And that's not to say that that's not a good way of dealing with it. But it is very intimidating. And especially for people who are going out there to support the protesters, it can be intimidating as well. Of course, it's really...
Never before had an Olympic medal winner taken such a step, especially if you consider that India doesn't have many of them. The country only has a total of 35 medals won at the Olympics. It was widely being called India's Me Too moment. The protests that initially caused outrage went on for months. And one day, when the wrestlers announced a protest march, the unthinkable happened. The police said the wrestlers didn't have permission and forcibly evicted. I vividly remember pictures of Sakshi Malik's being pulled by half a dozen police women, her clothes in disarray, being bundled into a police bus. Sakshi spoke to reporters from the window of the bus, showing scratches on her arms from the scuffle. She was released later and posted a video on Twitter, writing, "This is how our champions are being treated. The world is watching us." She was right.
He would appear in the dark.
He hunted at night, terrorizing his victims.
He was a killer.
He killed so many, he lost count.
The whole scale of it is just, it's mesmerizing.
But he's no longer behind bars. He's free. And now he's ready to talk.
I'm not that monster that the people say I am.
World of Secrets from the BBC World Service. Season 3, The Apartheid Killer. Search for World of Secrets wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
You are listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service with me, Divya Arya. And I'm in Delhi just a few days from the start of the Summer Olympics in Paris, where Indian wrestlers will be fighting for gold. Brijbhushan was charged in a court this May. He pleaded not guilty and will face trial that is expected to begin soon. In the aftermath of the sexual harassment allegations, the federation was suspended by India's Sports Ministry and the International Wrestling Body. Brijbhushan did not contest when federation's elections were held for a new chief, as he had already served 3 terms, the maximum allowed. A close aide of his, Sanjay Singh, contested and was elected as the new wrestling chief. I spoke again to Sakshi Malik.
Sanjay Singh is just a dummy. The man working behind him is Brijbhushan. He will run the federation. That's what we have heard.
that he will only run the federation. His men are running the federation. What we had hoped, that the federation will be free of his people, that has not happened.
I put that to Sanjay Singh when I met him at the Asian Cup trials.
It is not hidden from anyone that I'm a confidant of Brijbhushan Sharan Singh. And I say so without any fear. We know each other for the last 30 years. I've been active in the world of wrestling since 2010. All the wrestlers know how I run the system and how I understand wrestling. It is the belief of all the wrestlers in me, because of which you see such a huge turnout of both men and women wrestlers here. These wrestlers believe that I will take wrestling to its old glory.
But Sakshi disagrees. She felt so let down with his election that she gave up her beloved sport in protest.
That was the most unfortunate day for me. Even now, that remains an emotional moment when I recollect it. The thing that took me to such heights, got me so much love and respect, I had to give it up. I did it to show that if that behavior would not stop, then the world needed to see this act as an example of what an Olympic medalist can do. So everyone would remember, even if I have left wrestling, the struggle continues, and I will continue to fight wherever I find instances of women being harassed. It's always the case that the voice of one or two individuals may not be heard. So people have to come together and raise their voice to bring about change.
I asked Sanjay Singh if he ever asked Sakshi to reconsider her decision. He says he sent her an email and she didn't reply. Sakshi told me she got the email but chose to not reply.
All of us who sat in on that protest got that email. This was just a formality to improve their public image, to show that he is making an effort, but the wrestlers only don't want to come to trials.
I asked Sanjay Singh if he followed the email with a call. He said he hadn't called or met her. But would he want to use this opportunity to reach out again?
Via you, I would like to extend another invitation to her to join wrestling, to guide youngsters in wrestling, share her experiences with them. Nobody will be treated with partiality. No one will be considered anyone's favorite. Each wrestler is dear to me, be it anyone. I'm also the father of two daughters, and I understand what daughters need. So she is welcome. I want to send this message to her via you that she should join wrestling again and join in the efforts to restore its glory.
I put his request to Sakshi, but she wasn't moved.
Not for now. I'm doing a job in the sports department of Northern Railways, heading it and developing athletes there. I have my own wrestling academy too. When I feel that all is well in the federation and all affairs are in order, then I will definitely join. Because as I have mentioned earlier too, the thing that I am so close to, I would not want to stay away from it.
So, bas yahi baat hai.
Sakshi's exit had been dramatic. At a press conference last year, flanked by other protesting wrestlers, she kept her shoes on the table in a symbolic gesture. And with tears in her eyes, announced her decision to quit wrestling. It broke young Tanu Malik's heart, she told me when we met at the Yudhvir Academy.
When I got to know that Sakshi Malik has left wrestling, I was deeply saddened. At one point, she had to deal with failure, but she made a great comeback. She worked hard for that. At this age, to make a comeback is very difficult. Youngsters can work as hard as they want, but as you age, it is difficult to work hard as there is danger of injury. I was so sad after knowing about her retirement.
I asked Tanu what she felt after watching her idol protest on the streets and then quit in frustration.
We should raise our voice. If she protested and then left wrestling for these issues and now we don't carry the fight forward, then it will be wrong. She protested for a year or more for us. She did it so that wrestling will continue to shine in India and young talent comes forward. They don't face anything like this. So it was all for us.
And her parents, what did they say?
As a parent, they always have a fear in their heart for their daughters. But they have to trust because without trust, how will things work? We can't move forward if they don't trust. It's like accepting defeat without fighting. That is how I'm also continuing with this sport.
But the protests came at a cost.
I have been in India camp since 2019 and I have never experienced anything of this sort. Wrestling has changed. A lot of competitions have not been held and a lot of players have suffered because of that. The chairman of the federation has actually promoted the game in a big way, has started many new tournaments and brought new tournaments to the country. So the protests have actually derailed wrestling as a sport.
Difficulties are here, players.
And Ronak still isn't sure things will change. No one will listen to us. If they are not listening to these wrestlers, who will listen to us? But I have never experienced or heard anything like this. That denial is unanimous. Even when I stop recording formal interviews and share a light moment with the young wrestlers, they prefer not to talk about it. Now, sexual harassment is still a taboo subject in India. The wrestlers are working in the same system. They are adamant didn't do enough to safeguard them. After the protests, India's sports ministry investigated and did find lapses in the federation's administration. Following that, a committee has been set up, as mandated by law, to spread awareness about behavior that constitutes sexual harassment and provide a forum to probe any complaints that may come up in the future. At the end of the day, the show must go on. As the criminal case of sexual harassment allegations is being heard in court, the federation has a new chief and competitions are being held again. For young wrestlers, all efforts are now focused on the little time left before 2024 Paris Olympics. Here at a gym in Rohtak in Haryana, training is in full swing for 22-year-old Ritika Hooda, one of the five women wrestlers who have qualified to represent India at the Olympics. There are all kinds of machines to help tone and train the body. Ritika's grunts as she picks up weights drown in the loud music characteristic of Indian gyms. Tall and well-built, Ritika is the first Indian woman wrestler to qualify in the 76 kg weight category. She's thankful for what she has achieved so far. As she knows, none of it would have been possible if society wouldn't have sat up to take notice of what girls can do, allowing them to challenge gender stereotypes and spread their wings. Earlier in the villages, they would stop girls from going out or going out to play. The moment they completed class 12, they were married off. The biggest change came when Sakshi Didi got an Olympic medal. From the very next day, more girls started coming to our stadium to train, to become wrestlers. That's where things started to change. And now, girls are winning more medals than boys in any game, so society has to change. Ritika was 14 years old and training at the same academy as Sakshi when she had her Olympic win in 2016.
When she qualified, I was there. We all saw her and we thought to ourselves, when will we reach this stage? She is an inspiration for us. Her practice, her nature, all have been inspiring. She used to advise us that victory and loss are not important. Trust your hard work. That is most important.
That's her first ever medal. Then that's her first medal internationally. My God, there's just so many of them. And where is the under 23 World Cup? Gold.
And the hard work paid off. Ritika's mother, Neelam, takes me to the room where her daughter's medals are displayed. Neelam has been her daughter's constant companion in this journey, accompanying her to her wrestling academy and tournaments.
She has a son who is in the army like his father, but decided to focus all her energy on her daughter. The family moved out of their village to this nice spacious home a few years back. Ritika has pasted stickers of various wrestling moves to decorate the walls of her bedroom. Her mother has got pictures of Ritika's bouts blown up and framed. A kabaddi player herself, Neelam is now living her dreams through her daughter.
My sister and I and many other girls in the village wanted to continue with kabaddi. But we didn't get much support in our village at the time like we see today. I'm happy that these days parents are investing in their children, whether it's a daughter or a son. It wasn't so in our times.
Given how tough the last year was, Ritika took a bold decision to protest against the authorities demanding they restart wrestling competitions.
Last year was difficult for all wrestlers because all competitions were halted. Everybody was training for competitions, but they were not being held. If we don't participate in competitions, we can't find out our mistakes or our shortcomings. We cannot find out why we are losing or winning. It was a sad time for wrestlers.
Sad also because Ritika saw her inspiration, Sakshi Malik, quit.
Everybody was sad. She is so senior. She is India's first Olympic medalist. She should not have quit. She should not have let go of hope. Instead, stood strong.
But at Ritika's home, hope is in good supply at the moment. Wrestling has once again opened space for women. For Ritika and her mother. For many dreams, old and new.
I had never thought about going abroad. In fact, I never imagined that I would sit in an airplane. Even traveling on a train was a luxury. I had never thought my daughter would take me on a flight. It's only because of Ritika that I'm dreaming of going abroad. I am so happy.
You've been listening to The Documentary from the BBC World Service. It was presented by me, Divya Arya. The producer was Viant Siddiq, with additional production from Ravinder Baba.
He would appear in the dark.
He hunted at night, terrorizing his victims.
He was a killer.
He killed so many, he lost count.
The whole scale of it is just, it's mesmerizing.
But he's no longer behind bars. He's free. And now, he's ready to talk.
I'm not that monster that the people say I am.
World of Secrets, from the BBC World Service. Season 3, The Apartheid Killer. Search for World of Secrets, wherever you get your BBC podcasts.